Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to Calvary Chapel, West Wichita. This week, we are in the fourth week of our series, Against All Odds. Day seven of the quarantine that we've been going through. The next 20 minutes, what I'd like to do is share with you some biblical tools that are going to help you navigate this world, navigate this difficult time, navigate these choppy waters. So let's take this and turn it over to the Lord. God, we come before you. We know, Lord, that your word says, and I'm repeating this, Lord, not for your benefit, but for our remembrance, Lord. And it says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves, and they pray and seek my face and turn their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. So, Lord, we do. We come humbly before you today as a people who is lost and wicked. We ask that you would forgive this nation. We ask, Lord, that you would forgive this world. We ask, Lord, that you would heal this land. And in that mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the whole church typed in the chat box, amen. So the last few weeks we've been talking about this, and everything's just full of changes. Everything's changed in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Our schools have changed. The way we school our children has changed. For many of us, our employment situation has changed. Our churches have changed. Our church ministries have changed. And so this morning, what I want to do is I want to share with you just a little bit this morning the tools to help you get through this, to help you navigate this, to help you make it through this. So if you would, turn in your Bibles, gather your family, get around the couch, get around the office, get around the computer, gather your families, get around the Bible. You know that Bible that you've got setting up, the pretty one that's up there on the shelf? When you look at it all the time, it's supposed to be looked into. So look at that. Open it up to Luke 22, verse 39. That's where we're going to be. And as you're going there and as you find your way through there, what I'd like you to do, I'd like you to write down these three letters. Write them down vertically on a piece of paper. The first letter is going to be a W. The second letter is going to be an I. And the third letter is going to be an N. Write down a W. Number two would be an I, and number three would be an N. WIN is the acronym. It's the what's important now. I want you to say that with me as a family. What's important now? Because in the midst of all this chaos and everything that's happening in the world today, and I'm not just talking about the COVID-19 or, you know, anything like that. But I mean every day. Every day that's been before this. Every day that's going to come after this. You need to ask yourself when you're going through these times, what's important now? What can I do now? President Dwight D. Eisenhower, he said, I have two kinds of problems. The urgent and the important. And he said, the urgent are not important, and the important are never urgent. I like what Dr. Stephen Covey wrote. He said, we spend too much time attending to the urgent, to working on them in our busy lives and trying to take care of what's urgent, and we leave no time left for the important, for our family and our friends and our relatives. So I want you to listen. I want you to think about this today, because when, W-I-N, it's going to help you determine what's important in your life, what you need to focus on. And none of us have been trained to do this. We're in territory that we've never been in before. We've never been through an epidemic like this. We've never ministered for online services. We've never went through an epidemic where we couldn't touch and talk and be with people. And fear is everywhere. I'm wrestling with it. I'm in my basement down here. You're wrestling with it. You're at home. And I'm sure everybody is wrestling with it. But during this times of crisis, that's when it's really important for us to remember the fundamentals, to remember the foundation of things. And the Bible gives us a perfect model in this, to navigate these difficult times and how to determine what's important in your life. So let's look at Luke 22, verse 39. It says, "And he came out and he went, and was his custom, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when they came to a place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me.' He says, 'Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground." When I read that, I think, wow. I mean, that's anguish. That's a burden. In his final hours here on as a man on earth, he's in great anguish. Our Lord, our Savior, the creator of all things, the heavens and the earth and the sea and the fish in it, he's in great anguish. He's got this dark, looming cloud coming over him. He knows what's getting ready to happen. It's the Son must go to death. The Son of God must experience death. He must bear the sins of the whole world on him. So ever since the Garden of Eden, sin has entered to the world. Sin has entered to man's world. And since the Garden of Eden, man has infected this world with sin. And so now here Christ is, returning to a garden, about to have this burden released on him, unleashed on him. But for us in here, the wind is, you know, what's important now? And he responds in a good way, and this is for us to understand. And it said that he prayed, which we would assume that. And if we were going to answer that, we'd say the same thing. But he said he prayed as was his custom, the way he was used to doing in the good times and the bad. So his prayer here is fundamental in his response. It's kind of like it's his standard operating procedures. This is what he does. He goes, it's a custom that he does every day. He goes in prayer. And so maybe today you're listening to this message this morning. You've just been laid off. You're not sure what's going on in your life. Your place of business has maybe been shut down, or you can't work because of everybody else is shut down. You're in self-isolation in your own home. You've been shut down. You've been, you know, you're doing the best that you can. And so you need to ask yourself, what's important now? In order to figure out how to deal with this, you need to dig down and you need to ask, what's important now? And I thought it was really interesting that this passage said, Jesus withdrew from them. He's self-isolation right now. That's what he's doing. He had to get away for just a little bit. But he went before the Lord. He didn't go by himself. He went before the Lord. And so, and listen to this, you know, do you know what the win is for today? Pick a time in your life. Just make it a time of day, sometime during the day. Choose that time. Choose a location. Might be in your basement, might be in your backyard, could be in your garage or your car or whatever. But make it a habit. Get by yourself and get along with God and pray. Get alone with God and pray. And look at this, and once we see that, what does he do? He doesn't just pray. Sometimes we'll pray and we'll just run out the door and we'll say, Lord, protect me today. Or we'll say, Lord, bless me today. Or we'll say, Lord, nourish this food to our bodies today. You know, but this is a prayer that is in anguish. And what we see also in this prayer is we see a request. Not only is it a custom for him to pray, but he comes before the Lord and he requests. So when you do that, when you can do that, when you go to your own place, you know, when you ask, you know, what's important now? What's going on in my life now? That helps you to focus on what are the real needs. So it says in there, what does he do? He goes in there, he knelt down, and he prayed. Verse 42, and it says, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. And I think this is so key in here that we catch this, that he's not denying God's plan. He's not rejecting it, saying that this is a bad plan or it's not going to work. He's being real. He understands what he's getting ready to do. He gets this, and we should too. And he knows at this time that the sins of all mankind are going to be placed on his shoulders. And he knows at that time that this rejection of those that he loves that are going to reject him. And he knows at that time that the physical pain that he's going to have is going to be more than he's ever felt in his life. And he knows this is coming. He knows this great burden is coming, and he knows that he has to go through it. And he says, Lord, if there's any other way, do we have to go through this? Is this necessary that we go through this? Is there any other way, Lord? I don't want to lose my job. I have a family that I have to take care of. We only have one that's employed in our household. We can't afford to lose our job. It's like, Lord, is there any other way? I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get infected. I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to worry about myself or my family or my children. And so when you do that, when you ask yourself, what's important now? How can I deal with this right now? What can I change right now? What can I do right now to make a difference? And so maybe today, maybe what you need to do is just sit down and rewrite your financial budget. You know where you're going to be setting that, so maybe that's what you have to do. That's a win for today. Just sit down and rewrite your financial budget. Maybe your win for today is just make the decision, okay, we're going to stay home. We might go out in the backyard, we might go for a drive, but we're going to stay home, we're going to self-isolate. It's what you can do right now. For some, maybe you need to go get some TP. Maybe that's important. Maybe that's a win for you today. So this is what I can do today. This is what I can do right now. But make your request known. Make your request. Speak to God. Jesus says, even Jesus, he says to the Heavenly Father, I don't want to go through this. And I know you don't want to go through this. And nobody wants to go through this. So we ask, what's important now? And Jesus tells us. He gives us the model of how we should be in verse 42. And he's saying, as he's praying, Father, if you are willing, he says, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, he said, it's not my will, but yours be done. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. His prayer showed that he had concern, not so much only for him, but more his concern was for the will of God, what he wanted to happen there. He's more concerned with the will of the Father. He's more concerned with the big picture of what's going on. And so when you do that, when you come before the Lord, when you get down on your knees, when you humble yourself and you ask the question, you know, what's important now? What's going on? It moves you from focusing on what you can't change. You know, we're not going to heal the virus today. It's not going to be done and we're over with this tomorrow. But this time, when we ask what's important now, it helps us to change and move from what can't I change to what can I change? What can I do right now? And so in the coming weeks and the coming months, there's going to be a lot of changes in our world. Things are going to be different. The way you shop, it's going to be different. The way you hang out with others and go to groups, it's going to be different. What you purchase for your family, for your home, it's going to be different. Where you work, it's probably going to be different, or at least maybe your work's going to be different. But the important thing is, because we can't change any of that, the important thing is to remember what hasn't changed. In Hebrews 13:8, Jesus said, it's Jesus, and he says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So I want to wrap this up and close with this. That it's times like this that we come together and we come with our friends and we have to ask ourselves and then our family, what's important now? What can we do right now? What's the best thing that we can do for the big picture right now? And the model that Christ gives us is pray. Pray to our Father. Go before Him. Honor Him. Give Him glory. Cry out to Him. And make your request known. Pray to Him and make your request known. He knows the desires of your heart. Share that with Him. Say, Lord, if I could just keep my job. Lord, if we could just, you know, if unemployment would come through quicker. Lord, if you could just keep my family healthy, we'll stay hunkered down. Pray to the Father. Make your request unknown. Let Him know how you feel. Let Him know what you would like. Let Him know your desires of your heart. And last, trust that His ways are better than ours. He wants only goodness for you, and His ways are better than ours. And when you do that, when you use that model that we just read about in the Bible, when we apply that to ourselves, look what happens in verse 43. It says, and there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. You know, this virus, it didn't sneak up on God. It didn't take Him by surprise. But unfortunately, we're going to have to go through it. But He's going to go through it with us. And He's not going to meet us on the other side. He's going to be with us every step of the way. In your isolation, wherever you are, and I know there's some single people out there, and isolation is a lot tougher. But He's going to be with you. You don't need to feel alone. You will never be alone. And the last verse confirms this, Isaiah 43, verse 2. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, so that they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fires, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. It says, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you. Though we may be standing or sitting, Lord, we're kneeling in our hearts. And once again, we ask that you would pray, would heal our lands. And we know, Lord, that that is only done by healing our hearts. So we ask, Lord, for everybody that's listening to this message, for everybody that hears this go out, that you would help them, that you would help us to turn from evil, Lord, that we would focus on you. And in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. God bless. God bless you all.